Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there's an upside to the coronavirus outbreak, and that is the unprecedented opportunity parents have to monitor their child's classroom in a virtual setting. One public school teacher in Pennsylvania lamented the fact that conservative parents are now able to monitor the, quote, messy work of destabilizing a kid's racism or homophobia or transphobia, end quote. Now we find the Buffalo, New York school system is teaching students to question the nuclear family, teaching that the nuclear two-parent family should be destroyed and replaced with various guiding principles, including black villages, which they describe as the disruption of Western nuclear family dynamics, and the return to the collective village that takes care of each other. The school district took the lesson plans offline due to the public outcry, but it's all part of the so-called 1619 Project, a Black Lives Matter integrated curriculum that completely rewrites and distorts many key points in American history. It also disparages many of America's guiding principles and replaces them with the Marxist-Communist theory upon which Black Lives Matter and Antifa were founded. Under the Buffalo curriculum, second, third, and fourth graders are taught the need for Black Lives Matter, going so far as to teach the specifics of the Black Lives Matter platform, which rejects Western family structure. Students in the fifth grade are asked to explore a society without separate nuclear family units. As you can imagine, the outcry from parents has been so loud that Black Lives Matter this week took major sections of its statement of beliefs, including the destruction of the nuclear family, off of its website. The problem is, the 1619 Project and others like it are rapidly spreading across the United States. That said, it's time to make the fears of that Pennsylvania school teacher come true. It's time for parents to listen in, ask questions, and demand answers if they hear godless, amoral Marxist theory being taught to their children. Many well-meaning teachers have bought into the Black Lives Matter narrative, not realizing the Marxist origins of the organization or their destructive set of values. It should be apparent to everyone listening that America is at a crossroads, and the results of this election will determine the direction of this nation for the foreseeable future. Lame excuses not to vote are no longer acceptable, not when the lives of our children and grandchildren are at stake. If you're not registered to vote, please register today. Absentee voting begins as early as October 9th. Gone are the days when there were nuances of differences between candidates. In every race, the differences between the candidates are stark. One side is offering peace, strong families, and prosperity. The other side is offering riots, the destruction of the family, and revolution. Which will you choose? As for me and my house, we choose revival, not revolution. And to that end, we're asking everyone to watch the live stream of the Washington Prayer March tomorrow, Saturday, September 26th. Please join hundreds of thousands of others as we pray for our nation. Details are at prayermarch2020.com. That's prayermarch2020.com. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.